Tommy. I was just waiting for you. I can see you in your beautiful t-shirt. You see me?
Mangete, but you know, I'm grounded. I'm very much grounded.
Yeah. Hey, see? Hey, you see this planing of the ground? Yes, I know you're grounded. Hey, how are you, my brother?
No, I'm good. Thank you, Mangete. I hope my messages found you well.
Hey, McD. When did you send your messages to me, man?
No, those two speeches that I sent you.
Oh, okay. No, your messages found me very well. Thank you.
Unfortunately, when I was trying to get hold of you on Friday, you were not feeling well. But I'm glad to see that you are feeling much better, comrade.
Yes, my brother. You know, we pray and we are here.
Ah, Navalo. Asnavalo.
Yeah, Asnavalo. Valerie?
Good morning, Chair.
How are you, Valerie?
Much better than last week, Chair.
I don't want to guess what was happening last week, Valerie. But it's okay. I welcome that you are better than last week. Are we good to go, Valerie? Quorum?
Yes, Chair, the meeting correlates.
The meeting correlates. And the time permits, it's 9:00. I have not seen somebody who normally likes to greet and show his tie and stuff like that, but I believe that they are here. Colleagues, very good morning to you on the day of the 27th of September 2022. Some people say this is a month of legends. I don't know about that. But a lot has been happening really in this month, including our heritage. I'm sure those of you who follow heritage like I do have enjoyed activities of this month. You are welcome to today's meeting, which may actually be a short meeting because we know that we have a number of other activities ahead of us, starting with plenaries, of course. Apologies, Valerie.
Chair, the only apology was from the deputy minister, who's out of the country on official duties to Canada.
Wow. Okay, that's the only apology. Meaning everybody's here. Thank you for that. We are going to be considering a number of reports, consideration and adoption of outstanding reports, minutes of proceedings, draft committee program for the fourth term, and of course, the committee 2021-22 annual report. That is the work of the day. But the first report I think we should be considering and adopting is the fourth quarter report for the year 2021-22. I see Advocate Alma. Can we go to right at the bottom, Advocate, this report is known to us, where we made observations and recommendations. There you are. Sawubona, Mhlekazi.
Good morning, Chairperson. Chairperson, I have raised my hand for quite a while already. I'm not sure whether you have seen this before we start with our agenda. Can I be recognized?
Let me recognize you, Sagas.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you, Chair, and our committee members and staff and officials. Chairperson, I have received information about a very concerning aspect. The information which I received, you might have observed in the form of a media statement, which I released last week, and it is about an assumed International Civil Aviation Organization routine aviation inspection that was performed locally in August. And in this alleged report, significant security concern findings is alleged to be found. Now, it is also alleged that this report is in possession of our minister, Fikile Mbalula, also the deputy minister, and two other senior executive members. Now, Chairperson, it is really concerning what has been alleged, and most certainly we need verification of this type of allegations. And if it is so that we've had a civil aviation inspection in August, surely there must be reasons why this assumed report then is withheld, especially from staff and officials. But then also it is most important for public interest and for general safety and security. So, Chairperson, I wanted to raise it in this platform so that we consider going forward and how to deal with this. And I'm requesting you and the Portfolio Committee then to take appropriate measures and steps now having this as formal information to this committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Hunsinger. Let me indulge you to allow me to deal with this matter right at the end before we conclude today's work. Thank you very much for that. We are on a fourth quarter report. Here we are, committee observations.
Chair.
Who's that? Yes, Honorable Mapena.
I'm not sure. I think on your side you are not able to see hands. There are a couple of hands which have been raised. That Honorable Mango has his hand up. I've had my hand up as well. So I think it might be a bit of a challenge on your side to see. but I'm not sure if am I recognized to speak or to go ahead? Or
let me just check the hands, because I have a hand of Honorable Mani, a hand of Honorable Maben. Those are the two hands, except the hand of Honorable Singer. Let's hear the hand. It's not normal that we have hands outside the agenda at the start of the meeting. But let me take the hands, Honorable Mabena.
There's another hand, Chair. It seems like I'm going to act as a secretary this morning. Hopefully, I'm not going to make the job of Valeri obsolete. But
let me just check, Honorable. I was there now checking hands. Yeah, I see the third hand. Yeah, the hands keep on coming. It's not that I don't see hands. There were two hands. There's now three hands. I'm sure when I move out of this, there will be another hand. I do recognize those hands, but they do keep on coming.
Well,
can you forge ahead, Honorable Mabena?
Yes, Chair. Just before I forget, there's another hand. Honorable Pete May also raised hand. Nonetheless, Chair, okay, firstly, we have an issue where my parliamentary image.
I can hear the amper vergeet wat jy spraak.
And I haven't forgotten, Mara. I'm not sure what Honorable May is on about. If maybe you can mute. My parliamentary email address is not receiving any new emails as a result, because the server is full. The size of the email is too small. I think it's about 3,000 megabytes or something. So I am not in position of the agenda for this morning, and I believe that the secretariat, who they usually send my parliamentary email address. So I don't have access to the agenda for this morning, but if my memory serves me well, this morning we're also supposed to, because I saw when you were going through the agenda, we're supposed to have AXA on that matter that we raised the last time. I'm not sure if I might have missed it, you acknowledging that they're going to be present, because I see that you are mentioning what we're going to deal with this morning, but you made no mention of that. And you made mention of a number of items on the agenda. So I'm not sure if maybe I might have missed it. If I have, sincere apologies, Chair. If not, perhaps maybe you can assist as to where are we with that, because I think there was a commitment and a firm acknowledgement that we're going to have AXA this morning. Thank you, Chair. And can I also just ask the secretariat to please send to my personal emails and not send to my parliamentary address anymore. Thank you.
Chair, if I may, Mr. Mabena, your Yahoo address is also faulty. It seems that mailbox is also full, so at times I get feedback from both emails that it can't get through, so maybe it needs to be cleaned out so that we can send it through.
No problem. I think I'll send you my DA email address. I know that one is very efficient. Like, it will never be faulty. So I'll send it to you now only. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mabena. I cleaned mine too not so long ago. So please clean, brother. Honorable Manu.
Chair, I think I need to defend my honor here. You see, the email address, the parliamentary email address, even when you try to delete the emails now, it tells you that you have exceeded the storage of your email address. So therefore, you can't even delete anymore. You can't move emails to trash or to the bin, nothing at all. And I've sent Saleh Smith, the ICT from Parliament, a message on this, and I'm yet to receive any feedback.
I'll take this out of this meeting if the matter persists with you, Honorable Mabena. Thank you. Honorable Mani.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry for contributing to this unusual phenomenon, as you were saying, but it was around the issue of the agenda. Also, the agenda just says outstanding reports. I'm not sure how many reports are outstanding. And firstly, I should have apologized. I joined a bit late. I had network problems. Share my apology. So the issue of the agenda, I'm not sure if we have already listed what reports are we dealing with and those minutes. It just says minutes of proceedings without saying which ones are those. Secondly, is that there is a meeting at 11 o'clock, I believe, a virtual meeting of a matter that I'm not sure if we are all to join, or is it a particular cluster that is joining? I was seeking that clarity, Chair. And thirdly, I saw that it was 80 seats. I just can't find it now. Two reports that were already presented in the House. Maybe the Secretariat at the end can assist us. One of those is the Mangaung sorry, the Northwest, the Mpumalanga Northwest KZN oversight report, which were already presented 2 weeks ago. But they are coming up of the parliamentary program in the next week or so. Thank you, Chair. That was all I wanted to raise.
Thank you, Honorable Manu. If I may just quickly assist, we have two reports, that is the fourth quarter report and the first quarter report of 2022-2023. The fourth quarter is 2021-2022 report. We have minutes of the 16th and the 20th of September. And of course, we do have a draft committee program for the fourth term and committee 2021-2022 annual report. And I'm sure the committee will help you right at the end about this other question you had asked. Babu Ketamaba. Mondis.
Mangate.
Yeah,
First of all, we have to protect you, Mangate. You see this shooting of notices without being notified in time sometimes is not good for us. Because if we receive an agenda in times and then now we get some notices, so now it is actually confusing because we have to stick to the agenda. And then another thing, Chairperson, the time of our meeting is, I think, is very delayed because 11 is just around the corner. So now I'm trying to check, Chairperson, which agenda we're going to deal with and which we are not going to deal with. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Pete May.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also joined a little bit late. Why do you want me to raise my hand? Is it about today's meeting or what's the problem?
No, the Honorable Mapena was trying to help me with the people who have raised their hands, and he mentioned you, so I thought I should just check with you. But if your hand was not up, thank you very much. I think I'm ready to.
Thank you.
Yeah, Honorable Mabena, on your issue, I did indicate, I think last week, the AXA issue, right towards the end, that I had suggested that we need a full house of AXA, the chairperson and the CEO, to come and address us on these matters. And I did indicate last week that they were not available for this week. And I indicated that the CEO was outside the country, as well as the chair. So I said immediately when they are back, we should reschedule this meeting so that we address the right people. I did indicate that last week, right towards the end. That is why AXA is not here. But that matter has not fallen, by the way. As soon as they are here, we'll address that matter. Surely that will be after we reopen. Honorable members, thank you very much for raising those issues. Can we go back to the agenda quickly?
Follow up. Sincere apologies for this. I think I might have missed that, like in last week's meeting. Mm. But the issue is, because remember, the meeting that I'm talking about is when you specifically put down a date. You said on this date, we're going to have them. That's what you said, right? So now I'm asking now, because it seems like there's a change of them coming to account. Is there a new date which we've secured, which we can put down again? Because it's important, because there was a commitment that on this specific date today, they'll be here. And now that is not happening, which new date has been identified? And have those people confirmed now that they'll be here?
let's deal with the program of the next term and then identify a date from the Honorable Mapel. We will identify a date today, alternative dates. Maybe you must choose two, but let's then deal with that matter when we deal with the program for the next term. Thank you. Advocate? Honorable members, here the committee observations. Let's move, advocate.
Yes, Chair, we've got 3.1 there regarding our PTNG and specifying Mangaung and Rustenburg. Then we've got 3.2, request for more checks and balances. We required an implementation of scholar transport program. Then 3.3, the department had to look into reasons for the rise in aviation incidents. 3.4, the high number of potholes on the roads remain a concern. Patching of potholes seemed not to last long. 3.5, it was noted that PRMG allocation to provinces was insufficient. There was a need to improve on weighbridge use to prevent overloaded freight vehicles damaging the road infrastructure. And then 3.6, concerns were raised about the vacancy rate in the department and continued underspending in compensation for employees and goods and services. So, Chair, those were the proposed observations based on members' comments during the meeting. And then just to quickly go through the proposed recommendations, we've got 4.1. The department provide within 30 days of adoption of this report the reasons as well as remedies to prevent future underspending on the compensation of employees in the administration program. 4.2, the department ensure that more weighbridges and law enforcement operations are operating to ensure effective monitoring of the loading of trucks. 4.3, the department submit a report to the committee within 30 days of adoption of this report on the reasons for the rise in aviation incidents. 4.4, the department improve on the oversight implemented over the PTNG budget and progress on reports linked thereto in all applicable municipalities. 4.5, the department implement more checks and balances on scholar transport regulation and operations to ensure correct licensed vehicles are used, driven by properly licensed drivers and with roadworthy vehicles that are not overloaded. And 4.6, the department improve on monitoring and oversight over the PRMG projects to ensure that these funds are spent to improve the quality of roads in all provinces. So, Chair, for the fourth quarter expenditure, those were the observations as raised during the meeting and the discussions and the proposed recommendations flowing from those observations, Chair. This is, if members are in agreement with these, we'll keep it as that. We can add if members would like us to add, Chair, but I hand that back to you, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Advocate. Honorable members, if there are any further observations or recommendations, members are free to add. If not, let me see hands that moves for adoption of the fourth quarter report 2021-2022. Any hands? Babuketa Mabala or Wastole?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, on our observations, we do have the issue of potholes, but at recommendation, there's nothing talking about potholes. Thank you very much, Honorable
Chairperson. Okay. Honorable McDonald, followed by Honorable Mani.
I was going to raise the same issue, Chairperson, so with those additions, I would move with the adoption of this report. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Honorable Mani. Chambers. Honorable Mani, unmute yourself wherever. We can't hear you. Unmute yourself. Okay, we'll come back to Honorable Mani. Honorable Nontando, Nolichungu.
Thank you and good morning, Chair and the colleagues. Please note the abstention of the EFF.
Thank you very much for the abstention. Any hand, or there is a hand I can see, or may you please then lower your hand, Honorable Nolichungu. Babu Keta Mabala, would you want to second after having after the addition of potholes in the recommendations?
Yes, I do second, Honorable Chair.
Thank you very much. Any further abstentions, if they are there? Nothing. The report is truly adopted. Can we go to the report? The first quarter report, 2022-2023.
Chair, just before we go, I'm just showing this is how I would propose the recommendation. Under 4.7, the department provide a report within 30 days of adoption of this report on the projects in place to deal with eliminating potholes. And then I have also noted the EFF's abstention there, Chair.
That is good. Advocate, let's forge ahead.
Thank you, Chair. Just want to enlarge. This is the quarter one expenditure report that members had the presentation on recently. I just want to enlarge a little bit. Go. Okay. So members would have seen that's the normal information that we've also received from our research section on the expenditure for each of the programs. Also linked to the presentation done by the department. We indicate our the expenditure on disaster responses. And then we get to the proposed committee observations. Members made the following observations. 3.1, it was noted that the PROSA capital projects had limited progress in terms of implementation in the period under review, as there was no deployment of new trains. Members queried the percentages indicated as progress in meeting targets when compared to actual rail program performance, as well as road maintenance performed. 3.2, the department failed to implement the integrated ticketing system. It was noted that Rustenburg local municipality undertook to pilot the system in August, but there was no report on its implementation. 3.3, in terms of the implementation of the IPTN, it was noted that Mangaung Metro and the City of Cape Town were struggling to remove taxis from IPTN routes. The implementation of the IPTN in Rustenburg local municipality was regarded as dysfunctional. The committee queried how the department monitored the implementation of IPTN in all cities, with specific reference to the IPTN in Msunduzi local municipality. 3.4, the underspending in the taxi recapitalization and Shawakalula programs continued as in previous financial years, and members commented that the reports on the programs seemed like a cut and paste of reports of the previous financial year. Members noted that the illegally converted quantum vans were still used to transport passengers and needed to be scrapped to avoid deaths. 3.5, there seems to be no real movement with the department addressing its vacancy rate, and there was clarity sought on the indicated 114 unfunded vacancies. 3.6, in the maritime program, indicated only 3 out of 5 programs achieved their targets. 3.7, members were concerned about recent reports that the Netreg Metro Rail train station was allegedly, that should be taken over by thugs who prevented the station infrastructure maintenance. 3.8, it was noted that there should be an adequate budget to address challenges in the aviation program as the country was still without a calibration aircraft. IOS was not working properly in Cape Town, and there has been a number of small aircraft accidents. Then the proposed committee recommendations that the department align the performance targets to service delivery. 4.2, the department provides reasons for the under-expenditure implementation of IPTNs, including the names of the district municipalities where it underspent on IPTNs, as well as indicate whether the under-expenditure had an impact on service delivery. 4.3, the department provides the committee with a report on the way forward once the outcomes of the forensic audit reports on the IPTNs in Rustenburg and Msunduzi local municipalities were received, indicate whether the reports would be tabled in Parliament, and whether there would be any consequence management as a number of officials have left the employ of these municipalities since the project was undertaken. 4.4, the department finishes the committee with reasons in the quarterly expenditure reports why it continues to underspend on the taxi recapitalization program and Shova Kalula. The report should state what corrective measures are in place to ensure that the under expenditure on these projects does not persist. And then 4.5, the department provide the reasons for the slow progress in the following projects in the maritime transport program, the ballast water management bill, and the review of the merchant shipping bill. Chair, those are the proposed observations and recommendations based on the committee discussions during the meeting for the first quarter expenditure. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate. Missy Hens, that wants to add any observation or recommendation. If none, can we move for the adoption of the report? Let me see hands. The first hand is Honorable MacDonald.
Thank you, Chairperson. Just on 3.8, it's not an IOS, it's an ILS. Mistake there, and then I move for the adoption, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Honorable MacDonald moves for the adoption, and let's see any abstention. Honorable Makwasini.
Chair.
Yes.
The EFF is abstaining.
Yes, I've got you covered. Honorable Makhosini, I've got you covered.
Okay.
Please note the abstention by EFF. Any seconder that the report should be adopted?
My Chairperson, I second it.
Thank you very much. Advocate, are we good to go?
Yes, Chair.
Thank you very much. Let's deal with the program. We'll deal with the minutes right at the end. Draft committee program for the 4th term. Advocate.
Thank you, Chair. This is normally Valerie's baby.
No, but Chair, if I may, Alma, I want you to keep your track changes there.
Okay.
For a specific reason, so that members can also see that how we were really thinking about this last week. And Chair, there's another issue that came up. The issue that Kennedy emailed this morning about your one-on-one meeting with AGSA. They've requested now, Chair, that meeting happens 2 days before the committee actually start the session because of the PRASA order that's still outstanding. That email came through last night from AXA, and it was sent to me this morning. So, Chair, if the PRASA order is still outstanding, then it will affect the meeting of the 11th, because you normally meet with AGSA a week or two before the meeting. If they request the meeting now 2 days before the PRASA meeting, then it means the Friday next week, I think it's the 7th, or Monday the 10th, which means that the briefing will be very late before the meeting start on 11th. Then we were also, Chair, we were thinking of the entities that would be called, because our time is so limited. Members would see there, it's Tuesday the 11th, from 9 till 6, and then Wednesday the 12th, Thursday the 13th from 4 o'clock, because we have a member that belongs to another committee. So the advice from House Chair at last year was then for committees to meet after 4 o'clock, not to affect the quorums of the other committees. So members would see then that on the first day, it's normally the meeting with AGSA, the department, including the DLCA. And the challenge now, Chair, is how many entities can be fit into the meeting time. We had a discussion about the RAF members raised earlier that there needed to be a meeting with the RAF. So if the committee calls the RAF and wanted an extended meeting, it may not be possible to call another entity that at in the same time slot, Chair. And then, Chair, we would need clarity from which other entities the committee would want to meet in that 3-day period. That is from me, because I see a hand up, Chair.
Are you done, Valerie?
I'm done with the BRRR part of the program, Chair.
Okay. So we have RAF, we have SAMHSA, we have PRASA, and then we have AXA the following day. We have SACAR, and we have ATNS. That is on Wednesday. And then Thursday we have SANRA, we have RTMC, we have RTIA. PRASA, we shall have met earlier on, and SAMHSA. And let me then go to the hands and see who is on the platform. Honorable Unsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, just a matter of clarity. I see that the suggested draft program is scheduled for the 11th, 12th, 13th, and so on, whereas I have observed in the parliamentary program schedule that this is constituency period. Can I just get clarity on whether the constituency period has been shortened or moved, which I might have missed, but as far as I can recall and have it on my diary, this is constituency period, specifically looking at the 11th, 12th, 13th. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Unsinger. Valerie?
Chair, the program was sent through pretty late yesterday. It was only sent on Tuesday, the updated program on Tuesday, on Saturday from the NA table. So I just want to confirm, because this program was drafted last week and sent to members last week, so I wouldn't make amendments on a program that was already sent without bringing it to the committee first. But Chair, in terms of the program that was sent yesterday, the BRRR period is still 11th to the 21st of October. The only thing that changed with this program was that the term was extended, so the constituency period it's shortened now, Chair. Yes, so the constituency period would have kicked off today. So that NA committee's period is still starting on the 11th.
Honorable Unsinga, your question has been responded to, but I think it was not only your question, it's a clarity on all of us. Honorable members, I don't see any other hand raising any other thing. I also see that AXA will be there, and Honorable Mapena will then maybe take this opportunity to deal with the matter. We wanted AXA to be here for. Yes, Honorable. You talk whilst you raise your hand, yes?
Apologies for that. Sincere apologies. Okay, Chair, but the understanding here is that AXA is specifically coming to deal with the issue of the annual reports. And I'm not sure if we can at this on the 12th of October then specifically put down that AXA is going to come into a full briefing of the committee in as far as the issue that was raised, which they were supposed to deal with it today, because you run the risk of, and it would also be within their full rights to say, no, we've been invited here to deal with the issue of the annual report, and therefore as such we've dealt with that and that is it. And because I would imagine that invitation which comes from the committee would be to say that we're dealing with the issue of the annual report, and also so that you can also raise an expectation from their side that when they prepare to come to appear before the portfolio committee, they also have their ducks in order. They have prepared and gathered all the information in relation to that corrupt contract that resulted in those two aircrafts burning down at the airport. So that when we're dealing with the annual reports, when we ask questions in relation to that, then they would do what most officials or entities do, say, no, we were not advised that we'd be dealing with that. So therefore, we're asking that, can we go back and compile the information, and then we'll come back and brief the committee, or we'll send written responses to the committee. So can we then specifically ask that when the invite is sent, it is specific and explicit and deliberate that they're going to be responding to that issue on that day, and that first on the agenda when they speak, that we're going to address that issue, and then we deal with the issue of the annual report? Because we've seen this happen many times, Chair. When we ask entities, they say they'll send written responses, which has never happened. Ever since I've been part of this committee, that has never happened. So I don't think that there's going to be a miracle here where, you know, so we have to act in ways that we sort of prevent that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mapena. I think you have summed it up nicely. Valerie, let's just indicate to AXA that they will also request them to fully prepare for this other matter that has been raised by the Honorable Member. Members, with that having said, can we move for the adoption of the program?
You've asked me to remind you of a few things in the meeting when we discussed earlier when we get to the program.
Yeah, the issue of a letter from the organization called Sabrata.
Yes, Chair, and also the matter of how the Railway Safety Bill public hearings is included in the program. If Alma, if you can highlight it, those are the yellow ones, over weekend, so that it kicks off in November 22, and then it will run to towards the end of March 2023. So I've indicated to Chair these hearings are scheduled on weekends, and it will have to be slotted into the actual program of the committee so that members are aware of the impact of the weekend hearings on the program of the committee, and when those dates are, because we have to reflect it to House Chair as well when this program is submitted. So those are included in terms of the dates that was agreed to, of the towns that were agreed to by members in an earlier meeting. So those are the dates running towards, oh, sorry, I wrote 29, 23, because I think it will be that long, Chair. it will run towards the end of March, and the dates may change based on Parliament's program. I've indicated to Chair towards the end of a term, Parliament would normally slot a plenary on a Friday morning, so that might affect the dates. Thank you, Chair.
I think, Valerie, all members will agree with this. This is what we all wanted. Are we able to beam the letter quickly from Sabrata?
Chair, let me just see if I can forward it to Advocate Nell if she doesn't have that copy that I previously sent. Chair, it seems my email is down.
Yeah, I think so, because I did not also have the copy that I said. There you are. There you are. Sabrata, Section 41 of 2009 of the National Transport Land Act. Dear Honorable Museveni Zizwani, the South African-based Rapid Transport Association is a bus rapid transport, BRT association, and independent national body, solely protect BRT operators, allied organizations and commuters by representation and support to ensure the planning and sustainability of BRTs in the transport industry whilst meeting government's policy and strategic objectives. Sabrata, together with Santaco and NTA, hereby seeks an audience with your committee to discuss the implementation and the impact of Section 41 of the NLTA. Herewith attached, please find the presentation on the matters that are concerning. We are available at your earliest convenience. We would like to thank you in advance and wait to hear from you soonest. Yours sincerely, Andile Peters. Valerie, have these people talked to the department already?
Yes, Chair, Mr. Peter, I've asked yesterday, and he indicated that there's been 5 attempts to meet with the minister, and those meetings hasn't taken place yet. So that was it, Chair.
Thank you, Valerie. Members, maybe we should also slot these people in just to listen to them. Let me hear any views. If you are all in agreement, we'll then slot them in and at a convenient date and communicate that to them. Let me hear Honorable MacDonald and Ubaba Ulisa Wagwa Mami in that order.
Chairperson, wanted to just remember, AXA, there's 2 issues on AXA. It's not just the one issue, but otherwise, I'm happy with the adoption of the program, our 4th quarter program, and looking forward to the hard work. Thank you, Chairperson.
of Honorable Mang. Honorable Mangu has a bit of a challenge. I don't know. Can you unmute yourself, sir?
I have not switched on. I've really lost most of the meeting. My network is very unstable. But on this Sabrata people, do we know who they are? Do we know who affiliates to them? That would assist so that we don't see people at the exclusion of others. Thank you, Chair. Other than that, I don't have a problem meeting them.
Other than what the letter is saying, maybe let's Valerie check if there's anything outside the letter, but I think the letter is Honorable Mangu, as you say. Let's send members the letter, Valerie, because I think the letter is indicating who these people are. Otherwise, I hear Honorable Mangu saying he also moves for the adoption of this fourth quarter report. Okay, there we are. Honorable Mangu, are you still with us? Jambas.
Chair, I'm here.
Okay. I think there we are.
No, thank you, Chair. It looks like it's representative. So as I said at the end, I wouldn't have a problem in us seeing them.
All right.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. So the program is Honorable Chris Hunsinger.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, as I understand, there's a particular request to see the committee with regards to the NLTA Section 41. And this is the legislation which has now been approved by Parliament to then proceed for final sign-off by the President.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what particular intervention a consultation with us could now be of benefit to the entity that wants to see us. Wouldn't it be better then to refer them to the office of the President? Because if intervention is sought to then have a light consultancy or a light input on Section 41 that deals